You're listening to SBS News.
As the COVID-19 death toll continues to mount with frightening speed around the world, China has become increasingly sensitive about questions surrounding the outbreak's origin. Under fire for his own handling of the pandemic, United States President Donald Trump has been keen to focus the blame on its source. His administration is stoking theories the virus was manufactured in a Wuhan laboratory, rather than the common held view that it came from the city's wet markets. When Australia responded with calls for an independent inquiry, China was furious. Its ambassador to Australia branded the push dangerous and politically motivated at the urging of the Trump administration. Ambassador Cheng Jingye used an interview with the Australian Financial Review in April to warn there could be repercussions.
Maybe the parents of Chinese students would ask whether Australia was the best place to send their kids. Perhaps they might think again about drinking Australian wine or eating Australian beef.
The ambassador was quick to deny any suggestions of a boycott. But this week, China made a worrying move for our farmers. A ban on beef exports from four major abattoirs and a threat to put big tariffs on barley exports after an anti-dumping investigation. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham denies any links to the push for a COVID-19 investigation, citing long-standing regulatory matters. Nonetheless, Senator Birmingham has told the ABC's Insiders program he's having trouble getting answers from Chinese officials.
We've made a request for me to be able to have discussions with my Chinese counterpart. Now, that request has not been met, with a call being accommodated at this stage. The Australian government is always open for thoughtful and engaging dialogue with our international partners, including where we may disagree. And it is ultimately up to them as to whether or not they decide to reciprocate in kind.
According to Senator Birmingham, Australian trade officials have lodged a comprehensive rebuttal of the barley dumping claims with China's government.
We've done so backed up over a period of time by more than 10,000 pages of evidence, economic analysis, pricing analysis, and of course clearly demonstrating that our barley producers, like all Australian farmers, operate free of government subsidy, are some of the most productive and efficient in the world, and that's why they can produce large volumes competitively priced. Australian barley lands in China at commercially competitive prices, based entirely on market factors, that there's no subsidy involved, there's no dumping involved.
Hans Hendrischka, Professor of Chinese Business and Management at the University of Sydney's Business School, believes it's wise for the minister to play down any links between the inquiry push and trade disputes.
I think what's important is to see that these diplomatic issues are not tied in with trade issues. And the Chinese have in fact been quite clear about that. They have not made a formal link between the whole question of a COVID inquiry and the trade issues. They've kept that apart, which means they've left the door open for a technical solution.
Beyond the trade and economic issues at stake, Australia is getting some crucial international support for an independent inquiry into the coronavirus. The European Union is set to move a resolution at an online meeting tomorrow of World Health Organization member states. Michael Shoebridge from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says it's a powerful intervention from the EU.
The EU, in surveys in Asia, in our region and in the Indo-Pacific, about which are the great powers that are most trusted, the EU comes out along with Japan as a very trusted power. More trusted, certainly, than the Chinese, who are the least trusted power in Asia, and more trusted than the Americans. So the EU carries a lot of international weight in backing an inquiry. I think it's a fundamental and good thing.
Opposition frontbencher Chris Bowen has also thrown Labor's weight behind Australia's push for a probe into the origins of COVID-19.
Looking forward, to avoid any mistakes that have been made in the past would be a very useful exercise. We regard that as a pretty unremarkable suggestion by the government, and it's one that we support. It would require considerable diplomacy, considerable effort to get that, and the more work that's being done with other governments to get it, the better, whether those governments be the United States, China, or the EU.
It's the latest chapter in the sometimes rocky relationship between Australia and China, with both countries having previously sparred over issues such as human rights and China's territorial ambitions in the South China Sea. But when it comes to tensions between the two key trading partners, Mr. Shoebridge says it would be a mistake to consider China as having all the might in negotiations.
A lot of the domestic debate around Australia and China is as if it's a wholly bilateral thing. You know, we're a powerful country, we're one of the top economies in the world, but we don't have a huge population. We look at China, it does have a huge population, it's clearly a great power. But China and Australia are not alone in the world. And even though China is big, it's not big enough to own the world.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.